Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oregon State defensive coordinator Keith Hayward has stepped away from the program. He resigned yesterday, and that was a surprise to a lot of people. I mean, Keith Hayward, Beav legend in the secondary, and a guy who is regarded as one of the smartest defensive minds, not just on the West Coast, but in college football. And you think of his path and kind of everywhere he's been. This guy has been, since 2005 when he started coaching, Oregon State, Cal Poly, back to Oregon State, Washington, USC, Louisville, Oregon, Cal, UNLV, the Raiders, and now Oregon State. It's 11 places since he started coaching football in 2005. That bounces around, right? Mm-hmm. When you have a young family, which he does, there's a lot more stress and strain on that as well.
That's the trade-off when everybody talks about, and then it's not like our jobs are the same, but when you work in sports, this is the trade-off. Is you're often going to bounce around. You're going to have crazy hours. You're going to have schedules that you can't work around. Mm-hmm. That they're going to say, no, you need to make a choice. You're either all the way in or you're not.
Yep.
And whether that's fair or not, that's something when you work in this industry, in general, the sports umbrella, that comes with it.
Yep. And his longest stretch in one place was Oregon, 2017 through 2020, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot there. That isn't the reason why Keith Hayward has stepped away from the program, though. When you add that and, you know, coming home to Oregon State where he was a standout player, you know, that was, all right, this is a place where I can be home. I'm going to have, mm-hmm. you know, 10 toes down for a while. He went through a lot this offseason, yeah. And Nick Daschle, the Oregonian, kind of outlined it. Shortly before the season started, his dad died. His mom was in the hospital for 2 weeks during the season. He has two younger brothers that are in high school and college who just lost their father, and their mom was sick, right? So there was a lot kind of on his mind. And this quote is one that you sit there and you go, I actually applaud Keith Hayward for this and having this perspective. He said, I felt like this is the best time for me to take a step back and take some care of some personal things with my family and make sure I'm good and they're all good. I've been grinding in this business for 20 years. I've been focused on ball and college. It doesn't allow you to take time for your family. So I'm going to go just take time to center myself and take care of my family. I don't blame the guy one bit, and I know that it hurts for Oregon State fans, but, you know, and I love the fact that he told Daschle in the Oregonian article that kind of outlines all this, that Trent Bray said, anytime you want to come back, you can come back. Anytime you want football back in your life, you just come down and you can be here, and we want to have you here and around. I love that from Trent Bray. I love that because he's caring about one of his assistant coaches and former teammate, you know, on a personal level, right? And that him taking this time away, guys that are in this, like he's been in it for 20 years, bouncing around the way that he was, it's going to be a matter of time before he's back in football, right? He will want that back in his life. But the degree and the hours, it was just too much. And he had a wake-up call this year. I mean, when your parent dies, another one's in the hospital, and you can't even say, I'm going to step away for a little bit to go and just take care of things with the family. You don't have that option in the world of college football. And if you do take that option, you feel like you're letting everybody else around you down.
And even when you have really great support structures and somebody can step in for you, and it is a culture where there's this underlying feeling of that, you know, letting somebody down. And even in as we've kind of progressed societally, is the idea of, you know, that stuff mattering more and that being the priority and that being more accepted, even in those cultures, even in the hoorah militaristic type cultures of, hey, no, you need to take care of family. There's still something that kind of reaches into your soul and, you know, makes you question it, which is why you step away.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't do that. You can't do both, because then you're not doing anybody any good. You're not doing your family any service. You're not doing the team that you've left any service. And you're putting yourself in an even bigger bind, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all those things. That's the unfortunate part of all this. And I just hope he's good, and that, you know, his decision is not something that, you know, weighs on him.
Yeah. Well, good news for B fans, even though it was, you know, a secret. During his commitment, he'd already signed. T'Andre Waverly committed to Oregon State during the Navy All-American game on Saturday. So you get a tight end in the All-American game committing to Oregon State. A little bit of good news, but Keith Hayward's going to be missed, man. And those are the kind of guys that Trent Bray wanted to bring in to kind of be culture setters and lay that foundation that he's trying to move forward. And he's going to step away from the game for a little while.